Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. And in Washington, Dave, the Senate failed for a fifth time last night to pass funding bills to end the government shutdown. The shutdown now in its seventh day.
Absolutely, Susan, and likely to be an eighth, a ninth, a tenth, and there will likely be more votes that will also fail as well. So the obvious question, why are they failing? And the simple answer is that Democrats and Republicans have not gotten any closer to a resolution on the shutdown over these past couple of days. And if anything, they may be inching away from each other more than getting closer. Because Senator Angus King, who's an independent, he caucuses with Democrats, senator of Maine, basically said that even though he had supported a couple of votes in the past, that he's not convinced that this is going in the right direction. And he doesn't like that Republicans aren't making overtures to Democrats over healthcare subsidies, which is really the major sticking point with this shutdown between Republicans and Democrats. So, you know, you would think that things would be getting better, but in fact, things a week into this may be actually getting a little worse.
Yeah. Can you help us understand a little bit this breakdown in talks on where exactly these healthcare subsidies would go if they would be phased out and if there's a middle ground to be had?
Well, the let's focus on the middle ground because there's no hard and fast list or docket of issues that absolutely have to be achieved as far as Democrats are concerned in order for them to work with Republicans. Republicans, first of all, have said, look, we have a clean continuing resolution, meaning that they have a bill that they've been offering up that basically says we're going to fund the government and we're going to do it at the levels that we had been spending just before the shutdown occurred. But Democrats basically are saying, look, we have absolutely no guarantees from Republicans that there's going to be healthcare subsidies extended so that millions and millions of people either don't lose healthcare coverage that they have right now or that their premiums and that their prices are going to go up by as much as 100%. And they see that as utterly untenable and something that would hurt sort of the least among us, economically speaking. So for them, that has been a big enough issue for the government shutdown to take place. And those negotiations are all around really this issue. Of course, there are other things that are factoring into it, but that is the big, big rift between Democrats and Republicans. President Trump seemed to be a little bit open to negotiations, which will invariably, Brian, involve both Democrats and Republicans. This is the ultimate it takes two to tango situation, and no one side can really just bully the other into acquiescence. It's going to take them both to come together. And we saw this back several years ago when there was a 35-day government shutdown. Donald Trump was president during his first term, and it just took, in essence, the American public getting so outraged that it was more or less a pox on both of your houses here. We don't care who's at fault. We just want the government back up and running because there were serious consequences that were coming to bear at that time. And there could be some serious consequences, some of which we're already seeing because of the shutdown this time around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just wondering, though, what happens if these healthcare subsidies are not extended?
Oh, people could be who have rely on these benefits could be looking at massive, massive increases in their healthcare prices. And if that happens, it's likely that people who have healthcare now through the government who are benefiting from these subsidies just simply don't have the ability to pay for them and therefore don't get healthcare. So again, many Democrats see this as a literally life and death issue. Republicans have countered by saying, look, we care about healthcare too, but we want to go through a different kind of process, and they feel like they're being held hostage in going forward with that process. Democrats just don't trust that they're going to do it because they've been fighting against the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, for so long, and this is all politics at this point.
What's the best way to know if you're one of the people who are caught in the middle? I mean, we all kind of go through the open enrollment process. Well, some people do it for their entire family, Dave, so maybe not everybody, but a lot of people still don't really know exactly what they signed up for, aren't quite sure what their coverage is, who their coverage is for. They might use their health insurance sparingly and not very often to know exactly what's going on. How can you tell if you're one of the people that are kind of in the middle here that should be maybe paying a lot of attention to what these talks have to say?
A great point, Brian, and one that gets lost in all of this. I wish I could offer an easy answer or a tutorial on how to look it up, or that there was some government website where you could get a definitive answer in a moment's notice. I mean, a lot of government websites right now are not functioning fully in the way that they normally would because of the shutdown and some websites, government websites going offline. Obviously, read the literature that you have. You can still contact your member of Congress's office. They have constituent services that are still up and running. Congress is still getting paid. I should note, too, that they're not affected by the government shutdown and in receiving their paychecks, even though many, many people throughout the federal government are not. So if you're looking for help from a executive branch agency, you're likely to be disappointed. And this is, you know, on a separate but very related issue, affecting profoundly the way that the government is already working, or for that matter, not working. And I think specifically about air traffic controllers, many of whom are, in fact, almost all of whom are working and not getting paid. And we're already seeing delays at airports all across the country as a result of people calling in sick or them just simply not having enough staffers. So, you know, you're going to have to do your own research for your healthcare if you rely on these benefits, because everyone's benefits are different. And not everyone is on the same plan. It's not cookie cutter. And as a result, your individual situation may determine exactly what you're going to get or what you're not going to get if this proceeds into a new phase of a shutdown and these benefits start going away or being delayed.
You know, on the air traffic controllers, Dave, we are starting to see them call in sick. The Burbank, California airport yesterday went hours without an air traffic controller on site. I mean, is there concern that this situation could spread to other airports?
100%. And it shouldn't just be a concern. It will be a reality. This is something that we can expect will happen the longer that the shutdown goes. And Burbank isn't alone. It's not isolated. We saw delays in Denver, in Newark, which is already having lots of problems throughout the year because of inadequate staffing. And this is absolutely only going to grow. And as we well know, that if one airport or two or three have some problems, that affects the whole system and will cause delays at other airports that may not be acutely affected by a lack of staffers in the air traffic control tower or elsewhere. So this is something that if you are planning a flight, if you are part of the flying public, absolutely be aware of this, because it could be something that very much could affect you.
All right, Dave, thanks so much. Dave Leventhal joining us from It's Anything But Sleepy, even though the government is shut down. Lots going on in Washington. Our Washington insider joining us live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.